Right now, pleased to have on the phone lines one of our favorite guests, former Baylor Lady Bear, now assistant coach at Middle Tennessee, Nina Davis. And Nina, thank you for joining the show. It's always good to hear from you. But when you hear that, when you hear Nina Davis, new assistant coach at Middle Tennessee, how does that sound to you?
It definitely still sounds surreal. I think it's going to take me a couple more weeks or maybe even a month to get used to it. But I'm definitely excited and ready to get started.
What does it mean for you to be able to go and get that opportunity? I mean, I've told you before, we've talked before about how many different things you've done at such a young age, but now you get the opportunity to be an assistant coach and back in your home state. What does that mean to you?
It means so much to me. The simple fact that it's in my home state was definitely a plus on it. If it was somewhere else, it would have been just as meaningful, but the fact that I'm back in my home state at a college that's really been a part of my life as a child. I've won state championships on that court. I've lost state championships, won Miss Basketball awards, and now the simple fact that I'm going back there to coach and to give back to the new generation is definitely something that I treasure.
So how did this come together? Q mentioned that you've done multiple things. Last time we talked to you, you were still going the broadcasting route and you were back home because of the pandemic. So what transpired in the last few weeks that led to the coaching move?
Yeah, with everything that's going on in the world, my life has been just as crazy, it seems like. So I was still out working at Fox, obviously, in L.A. And like you mentioned, the pandemic hit. So I've been back home a little bit for the past 2 months, spending time with family since there haven't been any sports going on. And kind of just out of the blue, honestly, I got a phone call mentioning that Middle Tennessee coach was leaving and she was going to accept the new head coaching job. And I heard that they were really interested in me. They recruited me when I was younger, so they were already familiar with me being a Tennessee girl. And they kind of just reached out to me and laid everything out, told me how they really thought that I would be the perfect piece. And I fell in love with their game plan, and here we are today.
How much have you thought about coaching before this opportunity came up?
I actually were thinking about going the coaching route before I took the job at Fox, which is what a lot of people don't know. I actually had applied for a couple of coaching jobs on the women and the men's side. Before I took the job at Fox, I had actually went on 2 interviews with coaches on the men's side because I knew that that was a thing that was getting ready to start where the women were starting to coach in the NBA. But the Fox job came up, and obviously my major was broadcasting at Baylor, and it was something I was passionate about, and I just took that opportunity and I ran with it.
Talking right now with former Baylor Lady Bear Nina Davis, now assistant coach at Middle Tennessee. And speaking of Baylor and being with Coach Mulkey, and you learned a lot from her, obviously, as far as a basketball player and growing as a young lady. But as far as coaching, how much did you learn? How much did you take away from Coach Mulkey?
So much. I have nightmares. Nightmares, I guess they're not all bad, but that I'm going to be on the sideline, maybe throwing a jacket and acting exactly how she was acting on the sideline when I was on the court. Playing for a Hall of Fame coach for 4 years, obviously all her passion and everything rubbed off of me. So I can imagine that once I step onto Middle Tennessee court, that I'm going to use a lot of the tactics and things that she used to pass along to the next generation. I mean, she's a Hall of Famer, so I think it would be the smart route to go.
Do you have a bike? Are you going to get the bike into the gym and tell the players to get behind you and they just keep running and you're going to keep riding the bike?
No, I think I would come up with a different way to try to build mental toughness, but I will not make them do a fun run. I will not ride a bike. That's something that, no, absolutely not.
Do you know yet? Do you have a timeline of when you'll start getting in the office and when the staff will be able to start working with players?
Yeah, so right now I'm aiming for the first or the second week at the latest, July 13th, to get down there. Right now he's just still finishing up some paperwork, and I have to move my things from L.A. back to Tennessee, so that'll be a little process. But as far as the girls go, I know a couple of girls are from Tennessee area, so they're kind of around there right now. But it's kind of just a process with everything that's going on. I know this year they have 3 or maybe foreigners that will be joining the team, but they actually can't get into the U.S. right now. So I don't know how long it's going to be a ban on them as far as getting in. So I'm not sure when the whole team will be there. But by the second week of July, I'll definitely be moving into my office and starting to get acquainted with everything.
How much are you looking forward to the recruiting process of coaching?
A lot. It seems like yesterday that I was on the other side of that table getting recruited. So I know the things that I wanted to hear. I knew the people that I avoided talking to, and I knew the ones that I liked talking to for those reasons. So I'm ready just to use all the things that I went to, and honestly, I'm just ready to change someone's life. Being a player, the basketball changed my life. I had coaches that recruited me, and eventually I picked Baylor, and my life was forever changed. And hopefully I can do the same thing for this next generation.
I know that you mentioned that we were back at home because of the pandemic, so you weren't working, obviously, with Fox in L.A., but you were back home. Now you're going back home. How excited is your family to be able to see you on the regular, and you'll be doing your job as a coach?
My family is thrilled. Muffinsboro is about 3 hours from Tennessee, which is way closer than Los Angeles. And then also a lot of people in my family had always kind of saw me going the coaching route, even though I didn't fully see that vision yet. So the simple fact that I'm coaching and I'm 3 hours away, they have no complaints at all. They're more excited than I am, if that's even possible.
Have you had any staff meetings where you're going to be coaching? Is your emphasis going to be on defense, offense, or is it just going to be a general assistant?
It's going to be a mixture of everything. Me and the head coach, we kind of sat down and talked about things that he's looking for. I know one of the main things we talked about is he really wants someone to be a mentor for the girls as well. And because of my age and not being that far removed, only being out of college for 3 years, I understand the new generation, the social media, and the way they really think because I was just them. He put a lot of emphasis on kind of working with tweeners, not necessarily guards or the post players, but players that were like me. They have a couple girls like that that play the 3 and 4. So I think I'm kind of have my hands in a lot of different areas.
That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. Sounds yeah. Very exciting. Right now, talking with former Baylor Lady Bear, Nina Davis, now has an opportunity to be an assistant coach at Middle Tennessee. And Nina, I wanted to just get your opinion, kind of put your broadcaster's hat back on. I kind of wanted to get your opinion on the NBA and the fact that it looks like that they're going to be starting back up at the end of July. There's been a little bit of pushback from guys like Kyrie and Dwight Howard saying that everything going on in the country right now with the protests and the momentum of the talks and the conversations that are going on for racial justice, you know, would slow down if they don't go out there and play. I personally feel like they could really use that platform to kind of keep that conversation going and getting that momentum going. Where do you stand on that?
Honestly, I stand in the middle, more so to say.
Okay.
I definitely understand where players like Dwight Howard and Kyrie are coming from. They have the mindset that if you start the NBA back, that the focus is going to turn to are the Clippers winning the championship.
Right.
What LeBron did in the game last night. And I can definitely see that because we haven't had sports in so long that at this point, once the NBA season starts, everyone are going to start making bets about who's winning the championships and who dunked on who last night. But at the same time, you can also use it as a platform, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA is one of the biggest platforms in the world, and you have guys like LeBron who has spoken up and said he feels that they can play in games, but also use their platform and their voices. You can go out and you can wear the shirts. When you go to your press conference, you can, instead of answering questions about the game, you can make statements about social justice and the things that's going on. So I definitely think there's ways that you can do both, but I don't blame guys that don't want to play and strictly want to focus on that. And I also don't blame guys like LeBron that wants to do both.
No doubt about that. And what was your impression or what are your thoughts been over the past few weeks? We've had Coach Tang on. We've had others over at Baylor, Javon Overshawn. We've had her on. We've had a lot of different people on with a lot of different voices and opinions on what's been going on in the country with the protests after George Floyd was murdered, and we all saw it on video. But just with the momentum that you kind of see going, or do you feel like there's some momentum going right now in the country towards people trying to make a change?
I definitely think it's momentum going, but I truly feel we have a long way to go.
Right.
And we're forever going to have a long way to go because it's a fight that hasn't just started.
Right.
I think with the pandemic going on, it's made everything bigger and hiding where we really have everyone's attention. So I definitely think this is a time where we can capitalize on it a lot more because you have NBA players who are now sitting at home and they have time to work on these things. The celebrities are not making movies. They're not doing concerts.
Right.
So right now, everyone has their attention on what we're finally talking about. And it's just a time, as you say, for not just black rights, for everyone to be equal, like all lives matter, but specifically the Black Lives Matter. And it's just a thing where we just have to continue to work at it. It's not going to happen overnight. So you just have to keep working at it and working on it. And hopefully, as people learn and become more informed about what's going on in our community, they'll start changing their minds and we can start finally seeing change.
Right. I agree with that 100%. Talking right now with Nina Davis, I just got a couple more questions for you. And I had to bring this up. I brought this up at the beginning of the show to the fellas because I didn't want to surprise them on what I was going to ask you. But you know that you took me down a rabbit hole that I didn't need to go down on Twitter when you mentioned hip-hop in the South and got that whole conversation started and had people firing off on me because I responded to your hip-hop or is the South saved hip-hop. What was that on Twitter about 3 weeks ago or so?
Yeah, it was about 3 weeks or so after, what was it, the Nelly concert?
Yeah.
You
put me down that rabbit hole, and I don't think that was a conversation I was able to get out of for very long, so thank you for that.
I know. Being from the South, you know I have to go for the South. I am a South girl to the T.
I'm not mad at you, but I told the guys, I was like, man, that was about a 25, 30-minute conversation. I could not get my time back. I could not get anything. I just got stuck.
Oh, I know. I was getting it as well. They were telling me about Tupac and the West Coast, and I'm like, I hear you guys, but I'm still going to be a Southern girl, and I'm still going to stand on my point when you get done arguing with me.
Yeah, I know, and that's exactly what it was, but it was still a lot of fun. It's always good to interact with you and everyone else in the Twitter world. So thank you very much for that. That's Nina Davis right there, former Baylor Lady Bear, now assistant coach at Middle Tennessee. Congratulations again, Nina. We appreciate you, and we're always proud of you, everything you keep doing.
Thank you. Thanks again for having me.